right, nerds. Welcome back to World Class Nerd. We're ready to talk WandaVision, as you can see, or not see if you're not on YouTube. I'm your host, Brian Lamb, back with you again this week, and with me is Danny Wade.
Hey, glad to be back.
Paul is unavailable for this show, and as is Heather. We expect both of them to be back very quickly, and we're going to kind of not talk about Resident Alien for a week. We're going to give that a week break because we really want to talk a lot about WandaVision on this particular episode, because this was a big one. This right. was, to me, this was almost as big as the big reveal that, you know, when Darcy showed up and we got the look behind the curtain of what was going on a little bit. This week was huge. So, spoilers, big spoilers, capital letters, all caps. This is spoilers. If you don't want to know, why are you listening to our show? You know by now that we spoil everything. So, So what happens in this week? This week's episode is basically, Darcy has been pulled in to the Hex, and she was assimilated into the whole circus atmosphere that was going on with all the other agents.
Join the circus.
that was pretty comical. Vision seeks her out, and there's some kind of cool interplay with them. He eventually restores her memories, and she kind of returns the favor and goes through the motions of explaining to him all that he's missed and what went on, filling in the gaps in his memory. Meanwhile, Wanda is kind of on her own for a big chunk of this episode, trying to work out what exactly is going wrong, because nothing seems to be working properly. And meanwhile, Agatha Harkness is revealed, and she has taken the boys off. And who knows what's happened to the boys.
Permanently, maybe?
Yeah, who knows? That's the big reveal of the whole week is, you know, Agatha Harkness. That's who we're dealing with here. So, you know, we speculated as much. You know, Danny and I on many conversations have thought probably she was Agatha Harkness. And so there's the big reveal with the catchy little song and the little sequence that shows you all the things that she was up to, all the clues that we had, that it was Agatha all along. First of all, Danny, I don't think you were really surprised, but what'd you think of that big reveal?
Well, as a Spidey fan, I am kind of attached to Agatha Harkness. Any Spidey fan out there would definitely know who that is and what her MO is. But this was great. Yeah, I kind of saw it coming a little bit. I didn't know how in depth she had caused this. Yeah. But now, oh my, she might have done it all along.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the big question now is how responsible is Wanda really for what's going on here? Because it seemed like she didn't have a lot of control over anything going on around her in that episode.
Right. Kind of surprised by some of it.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of blowback on her. Maybe not justified.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, it looked like they insinuated that, you know, everything that went wrong during the course of this basically was Agatha doing it. You and I had talked specifically about a few things that we were right about. That it was her sort of causing the glitching by the neighbor, and that was all a thing to kind of put the wedge between Vision and Wanda. We kind of called her killing the dog.
Or Sparky.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't see her as the person behind Pietro, though. I didn't.
No, now that really caught me. I was still a little confused about why he was there, but no, that didn't click.
Yeah.
So now that brings in a lot of questions for a lot of the characters.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so it's so funny because it's a testament to the writing of the show that at some point you have questions in every episode, right? Or you have questions through the course of the show and you're asking these questions and you want to know the answers to them. And they've anticipated what a lot of the questions that a viewer would have would be.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they've answered them, you know, beautifully. I mean, when they brought up the children in one episode, right? Where are the children? And that left us all asking the question, well, where are the children? What does this mean that there's no children there? And blah, 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 blah. Well, then they answered it like the very next week. And, you know, they used Pietro to kind of do that in a breaking the fourth wall kind of manner. But this week, like everybody on our couch as we were watching this is asking the question, where's Pietro? Where's Pietro? He can't just disappear. Where's Pietro?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally we're rewarded for waiting around after the credits and we get our first post-credits sequence and there he is. They answer the question right there. They know that's coming. They know you're wondering. So there it is.
Yep.
So do you think this is an alternate universe, Pietro? Has she brought an alternate universe, Pietro, here?
I think she has.
Yeah.
I think she has. And also with the kids, you know, she was there every step of the kids.
Yes.
And are there kids?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you have to start really asking that question because she's intimately involved with all the things that are outside of Wanda's control. And the kids were part of that. So Is Agatha the person plucking, are these maybe legitimately Wanda and Vision's kids from another dimension? You know, from a parallel universe, they're a Vision and a Wanda's kids, but not these particular
Wanda. Right. Where did these kids come from?
Yeah.
Whose kids are they?
Yeah.
They don't necessarily have to be Wanda's and Vision's.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of questions, like, once again, that it opens up. But a lot of things now are answered. There is a sinister force at work here. Is she straight up evil? Is that what's going on? Is this just purely villainous Agatha Harkness?
I think she is. I think this is an early Agatha Harkness, and she was bad.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of control over dimensions, dreams, all that stuff. So there's a lot of things that can pop up still that we're going to have questions to.
Yeah. Another thing that we've not at all discussed yet that kind of a big deal was, you know, we got hints of Monica Rambeau having powers.
Starting to see the change there now.
Starting to see the change. And,
yeah.
You know, that's likely the start of her journey as Photon, if I had to guess. But again, so she's had her DNA rewritten just by coming into the Hex. What does that mean for all these people in Westview?
Right.
I still suspect this is sort of the inverse of, you know, the whole no more mutants thing, and she may be the spark for mutants in the Marvel universe, Marvel Cinematic Universe. Maybe I'm looking too deep into it, but if it's rewriting Monica Rambeau's DNA, why is it not rewriting everybody else in town's DNA? You know,
that's a good point. Yeah. Darcy, is it going to rewrite hers or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of things still that can happen, but it just seems to affect her.
At this point.
At this point.
Hey, you got to hand it to Sword. They're pretty quick to bring in a whole new crew. They've got some resources. As much as you talk about Sword being not what it was before, you know, Endgame, it doesn't look like that, because it looks like there's, you know, they're pulling resources very right back into play.
Oh yeah, they're in control.
Yeah.
I've still got some questions about Director Hayward. Tyler Hayward.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his story?
It kind of looks like they've set up a little double villain scenario here, where, you know, Agatha and Hayward as the leader of S.W.O.R.D. are both going to kind of be bad guys, if you will, in this.
Could Tyler have been maybe one to bring Harkness in?
Maybe.
That's just something I've thought about. I'm wondering what got Harkness to come out in the first place. What, there's something, some sort of power, some sort of something that she's wanting to do.
They're a catalyst for her involvement in all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as far as Photon too, I mean, are we looking at a new Avenger?
Yeah, I mean,
new character?
I don't know why not.
I think we're about there with that. Yep.
They've done a pretty good job of making her a really compelling character. And, you know, some people are talking about a spinoff show with Jimmy Woo and Monica Rambeau and Darcy. I don't know if we'll see that, but I think we'll certainly see them all involved in more things moving forward.
Yeah, because, I mean, they killed their characters in the last movies, so they're needing characters, I think.
Yeah, right.
Maybe we should want to.
More Avengers, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess my guess would be we're going to see her play around a little more in television for a while first, and see if her character is strong enough to support, you know, a movie.
Maybe she crosses over into some of the other shows.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if those three characters maybe aren't going to be the bridges through the TV shows, kind of like, you know, Nick Fury was in the films. That those guys kind of help transition from one show to the other and kind of tie things together.
Right.
Obviously, they're not using S.H.I.E.L.D. for that anymore. So, you know, why not?
Which is kind of interesting, too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I don't think we're going to see the end of them in this series. I think all three of those characters will definitely be around.
Yeah.
I am curious, like, what do you do with Wanda and Vision after this? Are they still Avengers, or?
I think maybe they don't consider themselves Avengers, especially Wanda.
Yeah.
I think Wanda is just going to kind of have to process all this when she figures out exactly what she's done. I don't think she fully knows what all she's done.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a question: how much of this has actually been her, and how much has been Agatha?
And with Vision, I mean, he's kind of coming at it from a different perspective. Like how bad Wanda's been, he's going to have to process some stuff. Yeah. So, and how much is Agatha going to let him do this? But Agatha is the key now.
Uh, we're starting to come towards the end of this thing pretty quick, and there's a lot that has to be resolved. So I expect these next couple episodes are going to be pretty fast paced, and
yeah,
revelations are going to drop pretty rapidly. You know, we're still allegedly going to have some sort of massive cameo. I think the consensus among most people is that Pietro was not the big cameo that Miss Olsen was talking about, which has everybody speculating. You know, there's a lot of people who are thinking it's going to be Reed Richards. A lot of people are saying it's going to be Magneto.
Okay.
Who knows? It would have to be something pretty big, though, to be, you know, the comment that she made, that Elizabeth Olsen made, was that there was going to be a cameo in this that was on the level of the Luke Skywalker cameo in Mandalorian. So, Yeah. And to me, Pietro, the Pietro from the other universe is big. He's very big. But that's not like Luke Skywalker on the Mandalorian level.
No, it was a tease, I think.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
You know, that side of him. So, yeah, that's not going to be too big of a deal. My thing is Wanda and Agatha, you know, Agatha kind of seems to have Wanda's ear quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Is this a team up? Is this toward the end? Are they going to be fighting both of them? That's a lot of magic.
Yeah. How are you fighting? I mean,
it's going to take a big guest to come in, I think.
Yeah. I mean, Vision, he's got some firepower. Certainly he does.
Yeah.
But magic is a different ball of wax. And, you know, even bringing in Monica Rambeau as Photon, that's still... You know, where's Pietro fit into this? Does he fit into this?
Does he?
There's so many questions. So many questions. I have no idea what's going on.
I just kind of think Pietro's gone.
I don't know.
And I'm still wondering about the kids. Are the kids gone? I mean, they're just gone right now.
Yeah.
Has she put them in in another dimension or something to get them away for now? I don't know.
Lots and lots and lots of questions, and no definitive answers right now. We've got the better part of a week to wait once again, and I gotta say, man, this show has been far beyond my expectations.
Yes.
I expected it to be interesting. I expected it to be good. I didn't expect it to be this good. I've been talking to people who have like very little background in comics and very little background even just with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They do have some background with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. But they're not nerds, you know. These are just kind of mainstream folks. And this has them like absolutely riveted to every single episode. It's really awesome. It's a heck of a way for Marvel to kick off the television side of Disney Plus.
I think this could bring in brand new viewers. I think it's definitely strong enough for that.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, you and I have talked at length in the past about Disney Plus as a service and, you know, its worth as a service. And man, it just keeps getting better and better. I mean, when you're dropping so much Star Wars stuff that is high quality, right? I mean,
yes,
because we had the Clone Wars in the final season. We had, now the Mandalorian for two seasons. We're gonna have the Bad Batch coming out this year. We're gonna have, you know, the Book of Boba Fett coming out this year. You know, that's enough for anybody to be like, yeah, I've got to have the service if you're a massive Star Wars fan. But now if you're a Marvel fan, you have to have it.
You have to have it.
You have to have it. Because if everything is going to be this level of quality, or even just slightly below this level of quality, I'm going to have to see every Marvel series that comes out. And there's a lot of those that are going to be coming out too.
And if you if you love both, I mean, that's a done deal.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. If you like both of those things, you're in hog heaven with it. And for Pete's sake, if you like the Muppets, now they've got the Muppet Show Muppet Show on, and I'm eating that up too. So it's Disney Plus gets better and better and better as it goes. And there's no longer if I had to make a decision between Netflix and Disney Plus right now. Disney Plus wins for me because they're right in my wheelhouse.
Yep.
Again, in a war between like Disney Plus and Netflix and Amazon Prime Video and all those guys, the winners are us because they are pulling out all stops now to make really good television.
Yes, and it's not shows that they just put out there to slap a Marvel name on it. Mm-hmm. Here's something. No. They're taking their time. They're doing this right.
Yep.
And it's great stuff.
Yep. They're cooking with gas right now. This show is fantastic. I'm really excited that, you know, it's not going to be a long wait after this ends that we get Falcon and Winter Soldier, because we're starting to come up on the end of this thing now, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad that they decided to go with the weekly episode format and not just drop everything on one Friday and binge watch it.
Yes, because I would have, and then I would have been upset that I didn't have episodes.
Yeah, you have a day, maybe 2 days worth of content, and then, you know, you wait for a year. It's been an event because they've you know, dripped out an episode a week, and it's created that suspense and all the buzz, and you talk about it all week long, waiting for that next episode.
It's right because, like you said, you have so many of these questions. Well, that gives you a week to try to filter through all this.
Yep.
And then see if you're right.
Yeah.
Because by the next episode's there you go.
The speculation is half the fun, right?
Yes.
Trying to figure out the mystery.
I'm going to hate to see it end.
I am too. But again, that's the great thing is that I think there might be a week, possibly 2 weeks, with nothing before Falcon and Winter Soldier comes out. And then... then you're right back into, you know, here's some Marvel goodness. It may not be the same kind of show. There may not be this grand mystery like there is with WandaVision, but you can be sure there's going to be a whole lot of action and humor in that one. So,
well, the bar is definitely set high right off the bat.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a little bit of a stream that's going between these different shows? Or not. Maybe not.
I hope there is, though. I hope there's some sort of connection.
A little bit. Yeah.
Pull them all together.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it's the whole purpose of having a shared universe, right, is for there to be some form of interaction. Otherwise,
right. And then if you do a crossover later on, then boom, it's set up.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they're now at a point where, you know, before all the movies had to tie into each other and lead into one another in a logical manner. And I think now with Disney Plus, that's not necessarily how it has to work from now on. You can use the TV shows to really set the stage for a movie event and, you know, tie all of that together. You know, they're the thread that runs between all these TV shows, if there is one, could be the thing that pulls them all together as the Avengers again.
There you go. Yeah.
And sparks, you know, the next generation of films.
Yeah. So I think WandaVision is still going to be there.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to overcome this somehow. Yeah.
I've said this, you've said this, we've all said it, but kudos to these actors and actresses on this show for showing a wide range and really just doing a fantastic job of making people, you know, making people care about these characters and get invested in the show. And
oh yeah.
And Paul Bettany, wow, they're
I like the little comedic relief a little bit, like in this latest episode, Darcy and Vision sitting at the traffic light, just trying to get across the intersection.
Yep.
I like things like that.
Darcy does a really good job of providing some comic relief in the middle of some tense situations. That character, you know, could have easily been a forgotten character forever in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but that's a brilliant job of bringing her back and making her bigger than what she was.
Oh yeah, yeah. Before.
So I don't know about you, but I'm not 100% willing yet to write off Mephisto. I think there's still the possibility that Mephisto could somehow be involved with this. I think maybe. It's less likely now that they've revealed Agatha Harkness.
Yeah. But I don't think you need him.
You don't need him, but I think there's still the possibility.
Yeah. It would be big if he did.
what I picture kind of is like, you know, with Thanos, right? Thanos was teased long before Thanos appeared on the scene. And, you know, is Agatha part of the process of teasing, you know, an eventual appearance by Mephisto? Maybe not, but I find it hard to believe that they would do a story arc involving Wanda and Vision and their children and not have Mephisto involved in some way, because he was so integral to, you know, that whole storyline with what happened to the kids in the comics. So,
well, you know, that's true. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, you're right.
I mean, maybe he's not. Maybe there's no involvement at all here. And I could see the wisdom of not having Mephisto involved. Honestly, yeah. It opens up a whole can of worms for the Marvel Cinematic Universe they may not be willing to tackle yet.
Maybe it's not. Don't want it to be that big yet.
I don't know though. I think there's something big coming still. There's another big reveal somewhere in here. I don't think Agatha is the last revelation that's going to hit us.
There's got to be something else. Like I say, if they were to team up, her and Wanda, it's going to take more than S.W.O.R.D.
Yeah. All right, well, we have now several days to wait before we get any more answers. And we've speculated about all that we can speculate here tonight, folks. So we're going to come back next week, and we're going to talk about the next big ridiculous reveal that they drop on us in WandaVision. But we're also going to catch up on Resident Alien, and we'll talk about episodes 4 and 5 by the time next week.
Yeah. Good stuff there, too.
Yeah, yeah. Episode 4, I'm ready to talk about it because it was a good episode. And 5 has yet to actually drop, but we'll catch up on it by our next episode. And you know, there's a lot of good stuff coming down the pipeline here. You know,
oh yeah,
we're gonna have a lot to talk about. So yeah, next week will be a big one, I think. So, for Danny Wade, this is World Class Nerd. Signing off until next time, when we'll be joined again by Paul Davis and Heather Lamb, and who knows, maybe mystery guests. But it won't be Agatha Harkness, I promise that.
Or Aunt May.
Or it could be Aunt May.
No.
Then we won't have Danny Wade, we'll just have Aunt May. And not Danny. All right, folks. We hope you have a great week, and we will talk to you again next time on World Class Nerd.
See you guys.